What do you see on that too many men call? And
I don't really have any comment on that call at all. Zero.
Was it frustrating just how BU dominated in the beginning of overtime, just how it ended on a penalty?
Very. I mean, I honestly don't have a comment on it, so.
Ryan Green ties it. Seems like he's been playing some of his best hockey as of late. Just what's he meant to that group, especially on that play?
Yeah, he played well tonight. You know, he had some chances early, didn't go in for him, so it was nice to see him find a way to score to tie it for us. That was obviously a huge goal for us to at least be able to get a point out of it. A little disappointed that, you know, we can't find ways to capitalize earlier in the game. We just, for whatever reason, puck's not going in easy for us. It seems like it's been a challenge for us to score goals at even strength. So it's something that, you know, we have to address and find ways to score more even strength goals.
What's the message to the guys after an ending like that, heading into another tough match against UNH?
Well, we just have to regroup. We can't feel sorry for ourselves. You know, we got another game on Friday against another very good team. So we have to regroup. There's really not much else you can do. You can't keep your head down. You gotta, we're a good hockey team and we'll find a way to bounce back. It's obviously disappointing after the weekend and then not being able to get the win tonight, but our guys are resilient and we'll find a way to come back and we'll be better for it.
Just the back-to-back hooking calls on BU, what do you think that's a product of? You talked about discipline, but is it not moving your feet? Like, where is that coming from?
It's a problem. The stick penalties are a problem for us. There's no question about it. So, again, it's something that we have to stop doing. You know, we have to find a way to stay out of the penalty box. I don't know how many games we've had where we haven't had to kill 3, 4, or 5 penalties. You know, it's obviously biting us a little bit, and something that we have to do a better job with, and it's on me to make sure our guys are getting the message.
Amonte in the lineup tonight, he was very noticeable. Just what kind of spark does he give your group?
Yeah, he always plays the right way. He competes really hard. He finishes his checks. He gets in on the forecheck. We know what we're going to get from him every time. He gave our group some energy, especially early on. And I also thought Jack Harvey played very well tonight. You know, he had a chance to score early. He had a really good stick, and he's a smart player. He's got some skill. He's very confident with the puck, so I really liked his game as well.
Is there any type of benefit from facing this type of adversity at this point in the season before, you know, it counts, but before it really counts?
Yeah, there's always, you have to face adversity as a team at some point, because at some point you got to go through it. And, you know, we're hitting it right now. So a similar time to last year, maybe it was a little later last year, like when the bean pot started, but we're around that time. So we got to work our way out of it and soon. We're playing some good teams coming up here. There's always good teams, obviously, in this league. So we gotta regroup. That's all we can do. Can't feel sorry for ourselves, like I said.
I'll take one more.
A lot of line changes for tonight, Coach, about 6 new skaters in the lineup. What was the rationale behind that decision, and are you expecting to make any more changes going into the weekend?
I haven't thought that far ahead. I just think we have a lot of games coming up. We're going to need everyone down the stretch here, so I want to keep guys going, get guys in the lineup. You know, that was part of the reasoning. So I don't know what we'll do this weekend. It's really game to game right now.
Great. Thanks, Coach.